On November 22, 1963, Americans faced a great tragedy. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, while he was riding in an open car with the governor of Texas. Who killed Kennedy and why? Immediately after the assassination, a suspect, Lee Harvey Oswald, 24 years old, was arrested. There was evidence showing that Oswald must have shot Kennedy from the sixth floor of a nearby building with a rifle. However, 2 days later, as Oswald was being transferred to a different jail, he was shot and killed by a man in the crowd. Why was he killed, too? Because of Oswald's death, many questions remained unanswered. An investigation took place to find out the truth behind the assassination. After examining a lot of evidence and questioning thousands of people, the investigating committee concluded that Oswald must have been the assassin and that he must have acted alone. But why did he do it? Some people think Oswald might have been an agent of the Soviet government. In 1959, he gave up his American citizenship and moved to the Soviet Union. He returned to the U.S. in 1962 with a Soviet wife. Some think Oswald may have been a crazy man, just wanting to get attention. Others think the assassination could have been ordered by the mafia. Oswald's assassin, Jack Ruby, had connections with the mafia. Did the mafia want to prevent Oswald from talking? Another question often asked is whether Oswald was the only gunman. Some witnesses report gunshots coming from two different directions. However, the investigating committee found no concrete evidence of this. Even though the assassination occurred many years ago, people are still fascinated with this event. Books and movies have been made through the years, offering new theories about this mysterious tragedy.